From Johannesburg to Jerusalem, the world is always changing, growing and innovating. Join Benji Shulman for the next hour as he brings you the trendsetters, the thought leaders and those creating news before it happens. Only on the New Blue Review, your favorite Jewish culture and current affairs show. Every Monday at 9 a.m. right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review. Welcome to the show on this very wintry Monday morning. I feel like we went from super hot middle of Sahara temperatures all of the way to middle of winter in about a week. It just completely changed focus in Johannesburg, and it seems as though Cape Town is not doing any better, except they've got fires, and according to the news with Lindy, there's also KZN going a bit nuts. So the weather is clearly a little bit chaotic, but it's not chaotic on the show today because we have a fantastic lineup for you, as we do every single Monday morning. Later on, we're going to be heading down to Parliament, chatting to Dear South Africa and Rob Hutchinson to see what is going on. A number of bills being passed in the Parliament in the last while, all of which have some important implications. So I'm going to have to be looking at that. We're going to be doing some cultural engagement with Alistair Anderson, as we do from time to time. But I thought that we would certainly take a moment and a little bit of time this morning to sit and reflect for a moment, because I feel like as a community and as a Jewish community and world, we haven't had an opportunity to do that, because it was 6 months yesterday since the start of the 7th of October Hamas war, and so much has happened in that time that it just felt like we should just take one small moment to stop and reflect and figure out where it is that we need to go from there. So to do that, I'm very happy to have in studio — he's not always available in studio, so you normally hear him on the lines, but we actually have him on studio, which is a rare feat. Rowan Poliman is the chairman of the South African Zionist Federation, and he's chatting us today. Rowan, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Benji. Very good to be here, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, Rowan, this starts at the beginning. I mean, what were you doing on October 6th, 7th, and because I think a lot of people, you know, it was celebrating Simchas Torah, some people was a weekend, and then all of a sudden this news started filtering through to people. What was it like for you?
So Benji, as you say, it was a very normal day. It was Simchat Torah, it was Shabbat, everyone was going about their business as usual. And then suddenly the terrible news started coming in about what was going on. It was a lot of chaos, we weren't exactly sure what was happening. But we heard that there was some kind of infiltration, and we heard that, you know, people were getting killed, and it was just a lot of chaos coming out of Israel. So, you know, our entire world changed. Every single thing changed and turned upside down. And in the last 6 months, the last 180 days, we have almost single-handedly been focusing on this issue. And inside Israel, outside Israel, the Jewish world, the non-Jewish world, everything has changed. And anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism has skyrocketed. And in South Africa, we've had numerous challenges, and around the world. So really, my life changed. I think the Jewish community's changed. Israel's changed. And it's a completely new reality for us.
I can remember actually seeing Howard Feldman at the time, and he has family in Israel, and he said to me, look, you know, he got a message to say that whatever we think, it's the reality is probably worse, and indeed I think it has been much worse than we thought. I remember at the time the first thing that the Zionist Fed and was engaging with and doing was that they'd get people out of Israel, because there were delegations and kids and people who were almost stranded immediately because of the fighting.
Exactly. So there was a lot of different issues and things that we were dealing with simultaneously. We had many South African Jews in Israel, as you say, on all kinds of programs. We had people from all age groups. We had people that were traveling as tourists. We had people on programs. Yes, getting out of Israel and ensuring their safety was an incredibly high priority for us. And also ensuring that people got the facts and people knew what was going on. and that we were working very closely with Israel, with the authorities, to try and understand what was going on and try and deal with the reality as it was happening. And of course, the passports, the trips, the flights, all those things we were putting on board some kind of program to manage all this complexity.
Absolutely. So, that was the kind of the start, but it certainly wasn't the end. You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM, talking today to Rowan Pollerman from the Zionist Federation. He's the chairman, and we're just reflecting on 6 months since the October War. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is the New Blue Review.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. We're speaking today to Chairman of the Zionist Federation, Rowan Pollerman. Rowan, let's move to some of the politics as opposed to the practical elements of it. I had somebody ask me who's sort of not so engaged in communal affairs, saying, on October 7th or October 8th, would you have expected the reaction of the South African government in the way that it eventually went?
No, I don't think anyone would have expected this. We knew and know that the South African government, the ANC government, have always had a historic hostility towards Israel. The Minister of International Relations, Naledi Pandor, seems to have treated before this Israel as her hobby horse. But the escalation, the rhetoric and the hate that we saw stemming from the ANC government was completely unexpected, even from them. And they reacted almost immediately, almost literally overnight. We saw them donning kafirs. We saw President Ramaphosa and the ANC leadership standing in solidarity with Hamas, effectively. And we heard that Pandor had almost like a speed dial to the Hamas leadership, offering her solidarity and support. So this was almost before Israel had begun any operation. And it only got worse from there. And we are certainly dealing with the consequences as the community at the moment.
What has been the consequences of that, do you think? And how is our relationship with the government? I feel like South Africa was a bit of the canary in the coal mine, because I feel like the Americans are now having to handle it, the Jewish communities in the UK, Australia. We were the first, but by no means are we the only communities now having this issue with governments around the world.
Yes, although we have an interesting situation in South Africa where, thank God, we haven't experienced the kind of overt, blatant anti-Semitism that you may have seen in Europe or the United States. But in those countries, you had governments that started off, at least, with more support and sympathy for Israel and the situation in Israel. And I think to some extent that continues, notwithstanding some of the rhetoric you might be hearing from the US government at the moment. I think there is still support, and still in many countries of Europe. But certainly on the ground, that is very difficult. And in Europe and the United States, there have been blatant anti-Semitic attacks and violence against Jews that has escalated dramatically since October the 7th. In South Africa, we've seen a lot of rhetoric. We've seen the terrible hostility from these anti-Semitic movements, such as the anti-Semitic BDS movement and organizations that support Hamas. But we still see a lot of support on the ground from ordinary South Africans. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of protests. There is people who are chanting really terrible things outside some of our events and facilities. But these generally, in my opinion, do not reflect the sentiment of the majority of South Africans. But that is really important for us to continue telling our story, standing with Israel and showing why Israel is on the right and why it's important for us to stand in solidarity. Because, as you say, Israel is almost leading this fight, and God forbid it follows in other countries what Israel is experiencing at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's that definitely seems to be the case in terms of how things are operating. And as you say, it hasn't been, although it's been pretty bad at the government level, even our campuses, we had sort of some pretty distasteful things happen at UCT and some pretty aggressive stuff going on. But the truth is that that's been sort of not a big deal compared to other campuses around the world. WITS certainly has been very quiet. So in some respects, there hasn't been such a problem. And I've seen, it's not just your view. I mean, if you look at polling of the Brentes Foundation, they tested what what does a party support for Israel mean in the election? And half of the people who said they don't really care. It's not a big, it's not actually just not a big part of South Africans' focus at the moment.
Well, the average South African has other issues to worry about: water, electricity, infrastructure, jobs. You know, things that actually tachlis priorities that concern the average South African. They're not concerned by a conflict thousands of kilometers away, and this is not the issue. Obviously, as you say, political parties have been trying desperately hard to use this issue as a wedge issue, as an issue to garner votes. Historically, it's never been a successful strategy for any political party to use the Israeli-Palestinian issue as a way to gain votes, because for that very reason, South Africans are voting on domestic issues. Yes, there might be a percentage or two who a party might lose support or gain support, but in the grand scheme of things, that's not going to affect the elections, in my view.
So talking about the elections, they are coming up pretty soon. There are some interesting scenarios about where the ANC might be headed, what the different provinces look like. Perhaps an opportunity here in South Africa to change things if voting goes the right way?
Well, please God that some parties will get votes or get support that ultimately will lead to a better South Africa. And, you know, historically, anyone who takes an anti-Israel position, historically it's not been a good look for that party or that government, and generally it spells the end and their demise for all kinds of reasons. Because it shows some kind of internal moral decay within that party or within that government or within that movement. So a party that is focused on building South Africa is also a party that's more likely to have some kind of balanced, inverted commas, view on the issues in the Middle East and around the world, and also a more pro-Western view, because they can see the importance of the West and the importance of working with Western governments in building South Africa. So hopefully when you look at the elections, there's an opportunity for those kinds of parties to form some kind of coalition. But it's still early days. The polling still shows the ANC, you know, I think around 40%. It seems to go up and down. And, you know, you have Zuma's new party. It seems to be, will get about 10% of the vote. And you have, you know, a range of potential permutations on how this will look. So I suppose we'll have to sort of wait and see as we lead into May.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. In terms of our own community, what is it that we need to be thinking about at the moment and looking at doing? We're having, you know, I think a lot of the institutions that we have connected to Israel, obviously Alal is not operating at the moment. We're still working without an ambassador. And yet the community is still going on. At the moment, there's an Aliyah Expo, which has been happening over the country. So it's like a very normal, in some ways, quite a normal set of patterns. So where are we at as a community?
We need to ensure that the morale in the community is kept up. As you say, we in a challenging environment where we don't have some of our historical direct connections to Israel, as you say, through our flights and LL, through our ambassador, we're still a very strong community. We're still a community that is proud, that has built much of South Africa, that stands with Israel, and we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to stand on the right side of history, and we need to ensure that we are together, that we are united, and that we work on the issues at hand and build our future together.
You're listening to 101.9. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is the New Blue Review.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
Talking to Rowan Pollivant today, chairman of the Zionist Federation of South Africa, on 101.9 High FM, about the last 6 months and what has been happening worldwide and in our own community. Now, Rowan, obviously, as you say, things have still been carrying on. And there's this kind of like tempered viewpoint. On the one hand, we've got things to celebrate and things to do as a normal part of our community. But at the same time, there's also a lot more activism which is happening. And one of the things that we've seen actually is an outpouring of people doing things, whether it's just wearing a yellow ribbon or putting up a hostage poster. But people have gotten involved in legal things, in dealing with women's rights, people attending protests. That, I think, is an important element, and also an element that we've seen, that we have friends in this country as well that have stood up to be involved with it as well.
Yes, exactly. We have seen incredible support. We've got a volunteer network going. Anyone is interested in supporting us or becoming a volunteer can go to sazf.org. We also are putting out news and information. We, of course, are working around the clock in terms of media and advocacy and building that support across the political spectrum. And as you say, Benji, in the Christian communities, of which there's incredible support. And it is really important for us to highlight these voices, to show that across the width and breadth of South Africa, there's still incredible support for Israel. And we need to show that, we need to build it. There's been events in churches around the country, there's been prayer sessions, there's been all kinds of things. And in our community, there has been, of course, numerous initiatives to draw support and visibility for the hostages. As we speak today, there's 134 hostages that are still being held by the clutches of the Hamas terrorists. We need to continue to create and raise awareness for their plight, to ensure that Israel is, of course, doing everything possible to bring their safe return and to find ways and means for South Africa to continue to work with our community and Israel in all kinds of possible ways.
So one of those ways is interesting is some of the traditional cultural festivals that we have that get done in our community. We are not so far away from Yom HaAtzmaut, actually, and Yom HaZikaron, which I think are going to have a particular meaning this year. And as usual, the Zionist Federation is going to be doing a lot of stuff around that.
Yes, so it's going to be really important events this year, as it is in every year in the communal calendar, and that will be next month on the 12th of May will be Yom HaZikaron, 13th of May will be Yom HaAtzmaut, and it is an important opportunity for our community to come together in the thousands to build and show support for Israel and to unite as a community and to ensure that we are strong, that our morale is up, that we are commemorating the atrocities of October the 7th and those who have fallen, as well as continue to celebrate Israel's existence and Israel's right to exist as the world's only Jewish state.
That's coming up in May. It's a little bit later this year, coming up very, very soon, and I'm sure we will see the normal aspects that that encompass things, but all the more so. Ron, what else should we be thinking about as the community going forward now? And we have the elections. We don't know what's going to be happening militarily in Israel, not just what's going on in Gaza, but also with the north that we have to take cognizance of. So I feel like we're not quite yet at the point where, I don't know if we've gotten to the end of the beginning yet, let's just put it that way.
No, you're correct. So things are still very tense in Israel. Things are certainly heating up in proxy wars and in the north. And God forbid, things could escalate further and we could be, and Israel could be in for a very difficult time. And we need to just ensure that we are monitoring this, that as a community we are safe and protected, that we ensure that that we have a future both here in South Africa and also that Israel has a future. By our future here means that we need to support political parties that support Jews in Israel, and we need to continue to stand with Israel and to work with Israel to continue to allow it to do what it needs to do to ensure its survival. And certainly Israel is at the forefront of these fights in the world and in the Middle East. And of course, we need to continue to understand, know the facts, have awareness, and continue to do everything we can to stay strong.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point that you make about this is not just our fight eventually. South Africa, interestingly, now has troops in Congo. We have a report out at the moment about our work in fighting Islamist forces in Mozambique. And so this stuff is actually not so far from us either in terms of the ideological fight that's going on between what Hamas represents and what it can do, that ideology on the African continent.
Of course, there's incredible Islamic insurgency on our continent, often on the doorstep of South Africa. And, you know, this is not a foreign conflict. It's not something you read about in the newspaper or here on the radio. It's something that is close. And, you know, we've seen some of these attacks in Europe. And, of course, we just need to be aware of what's going on and be safe and understand this, how, you know, how everything is interconnected in the global world. And the Jews in Israel is often at the forefront of fighting these fights. And that is why, you know, as you said, Israel is often the canary in the coal mine. The Jews are often the canary in the coal mine for what's coming and what's happening.
Well, there you go. Chairman of the Zionist Federation, Ron Polovan. If people want more information, they can go to the Zionist Fed website.
Yes, so just go to sazf.org and you will be able to see the work that we do. You'll be able to volunteer, support, and also support us financially. We rely on communal support to keep going, and we appreciate the incredible support from our beautiful community.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much.